to America now, and President Barack Obama seems to be getting a new start in more ways than one. In Australia, that of course would mean new start, he'd be on welfare. But in America, it's the name for the new arms reduction treaty, which it seems certain will get Senate ratification. The final vote will be held today. And despite obviously a drubbing in the midterm elections and declining personal approving ratings, the president does seem to have had a raft of legislative victories of late, including the landmark law signed overnight to allow gays and lesbians to serve openly in the US military. So how has Obama fared this year, and where is the administration heading? Professor Jeffrey Garrett is the chief executive of the United States Studies Center at the University of Sydney. He's currently visiting the United States and joins us on the line from California. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, can you tell us, what do you think the impact of the ratification of the New START Treaty will be if that occurs as expected overnight?
Well, there are obviously two kinds of impacts. One is on the world of national security, and this treaty probably is significant but not earth-shattering. I think probably the more important story is about U.S. domestic politics at the moment, and just in the last week we will have seen three enormous bipartisan deals done in Washington. The START Treaty is one. You've mentioned Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but probably the largest of all was a really big tax cut extension that was approved last week.
Yes, and do you think that this is likely to have an impact on President Obama's personal approval rating? Because his dissatisfaction rate does seem to have been climbing up into concerning areas.
Yeah, the midterm elections in early November were a midterm referendum on Obama, and it was a negative referendum. The Republicans did very well. People wanted then to see if Obama could become a little more like Bill Clinton, move to the center away from his leftist agenda, work with Republicans, and the early returns are saying that's working. So the as it were, the center of the Republican Party seems willing to work with Obama and the Democrats, and the right wing of the Republican Party is still distancing itself from the president. I think for Obama, that's a pretty good position to be in as we head into the new year.
Yeah, well, how do you think the dynamic within the Republican Party is going to develop? I mean, people have been describing the new Congress as a tear-down Congress. Do you think that fears about the impact of the Tea Party movement may have been overstated?
Well, the Republican Party is probably more divided than it's been for a while, but for the last 2 years, at least in Congress, there has been a unified message. It was just say no, just say no to anything Obama wanted to do. So Obama had some big legislative wins in his first 2 years, but no Republicans supported them. He did a stimulus, he did financial reform, and most importantly, probably he did health care reform, basically with no Republicans supporting. Now the Republicans are more like a governing party, and that's opening up some real internal divisions in the party. The people who are thinking about running for president tend still to want to criticize Obama. Republicans in the center in Congress seem more willing to work with him.
Right. And I suppose talking about comparisons between President Obama and President Clinton, is it still the economy, stupid? I mean, is ultimately the fate of the US economy going to be the thing which determines the success of Obama's presidency? And how is that faring?
Yeah, I think that is, it is still the economy, stupid. Of course, that was Clinton's essentially de facto election manifesto in 1992. What happened, the comparisons to Clinton are that in 1994, Clinton lost the midterm election as well, then worked with Republicans and was re-elected in a landslide. Ultimately, the reason that worked for Clinton was because the U.S. economy came roaring back. The 1990s ended up being a spectacularly successful economic decade in the U.S. For Obama, it's a much tougher uphill battle. Unemployment is still close to 10%, and no one thinks it's coming down much anytime soon. If there's any good news for Obama, it's the fact that there's an enormous amount of cash, probably about $2 trillion sitting in corporate bank accounts at the moment. And if the corporate sector is willing to start reinvesting and creating jobs, that'll be great for the Democrats. But Obama's got to court the corporate sector, which is what he's been trying to do.
And just finally, in terms of the Republican Party, obviously the focus at the moment is on the Parliament, the Congress and the Senate. I imagine with time, focus will move towards who's going to be the Republican nominee. Are there any early signs of who that might be?
Well, we have the people who are out there in sort of proto-campaigning mode. Sarah Palin, John McCain's vice presidential nominee, Mitt Romney, who ran for president. I don't think that either Romney or Palin could really give Obama much of a race. So what the Republican Party is looking for is probably somebody we don't know much about at the moment, a governor from a swing state in the U.S., who's got a decent record of executive authority at the state level, someone like George Bush in 2000, who really came out of nowhere to take on and beat Al Gore in the 2000 presidential election.
Well, no doubt people will be scouring the outer limits of the governorships to see if they can find a viable candidate. Jeffrey Garrett, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
That was my pleasure. Thanks a lot.
And that was Professor Jeffrey Garrett. He's the Chief Executive of the United States Study Center at the University of Sydney, but he's currently in California. It is 9 minutes to 8.